Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 5, verse 30. The Gospel according to St. John, chapter 5, verse 30. I can do nothing on my own. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me. Think with me on the theme, surrendered obedience to God's will. Surrendered obedience to God's will. In the Gospel of John chapter 5, Jesus Christ engages with religious leaders, emphasizing his authority as the Son of God. In verse 30, he declares his dependence and submission to God's will. Now, the theme that emerges from John 5:30 is surrendered obedience to God's will. Jesus, the Son of God, models perfect submission to the Father. He exemplifies a life directed not by personal desires, but by a commitment to fulfilling the divine purpose for which he was sent. My dear friends, this text invites us to mirror Christ's surrendered obedience. It challenges us to align our will with God's will, seeking his purpose and guidance in every aspect of our lives. In a world filled with self-seeking motives, the call to prioritize God's will becomes a transformative and countercultural principle. Two questions for reflection. Number one, how can we practically discern and align ourselves with God's will in our daily decisions and actions? Number two, in what areas of our lives do we struggle to surrender our will to God, and how might we grow in obedience and submission? Gracious Father, we thank you for the example of Jesus, who surrendered his will completely to yours. Grant us the wisdom and discernment to seek your will in all aspects of our lives. Help us overcome the challenges of self-centeredness and guide us in obedient submission to your divine purpose. May our lives reflect the surrendered obedience modeled by Christ, bringing glory to your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.